three-time Wisconsin Sports Writer of the Year, Jason Wilde.
Joining us now is the Green Bay Packers' new head coach, Matt LaFleur on Wilde and Tauscher.
Packers Hall of Famer, Mark Tauscher.
Matt LaFleur, Matt Nagy, and Matt Patricia. Who is the most famous non-NFC North head coach not named Matt? No, I'm sorry.
Broadcasting live from the Everlight Solar Studio at ESPN Madison.
Who is the most famous non-NFC North head coach named Matt? Matt Damon, Matt Ryan, somebody else.
And celebrating 10 great years on ESPN Wisconsin.
Can you repeat that question?
Sorry.
This is Wilde and Tausch, presented by Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin.
Begins now, and as many hours of this show have begun with crazy Mark Tauscher ideas, that then you stop and go, wait a minute, that's not that crazy an idea. I can't tell you how many times in the last 10 years I've initially been like, I've rolled my eyes, I've given them the... And then, after he explains himself, I'm like, you know what, this guy, gosh darn it, the heck anyway, he's a pretty damn smart fella. I don't know if this one will qualify for that, but maybe. You want to bring Texas Tech to the Big Ten? Am I understanding this correctly?
Yep.
All right. Change my mind.
So... we all understand kind of where college football is going. I'm not even going to get into all of the other sports because college football, as we've seen, is what moves the needle and is what brings in the revenues to allow a lot of other sports to go. And you're going to see a massive land grab from the SEC and, I believe, from the Big Ten. And right now, I think the Big Ten is beating the SEC because they went west, young man. They also went east a while ago, but they went west, and the SEC has not. And that has generated, obviously, a ton more revenue to their TV partners, et cetera, et cetera. And a couple of spots that the Big Ten need to expand into to get into that, to get that footprint and have good football. Jesse, correct me if I'm wrong. I didn't notice what teams all made the playoff last year, but I believe Texas Tech was in the college football playoffs.
They were, yes, Tausch, yeah.
I believe they have monster oil money, and it is not going to be a problem moving forward to continue to assume that football program is going to be pretty, pretty good.
They
Fair
do,
assessment?
Yes. They do, yes, Tausch.
So what state is Texas Tech in?
Texas.
That would be Texas, Tausch.
Does the Big Ten have a presence in Texas yet?
They do not, Tausch.
No, sir.
Well, there you go. Pretty simple. I believe the Big 12 is going to implode. I think that is already going to happen. And I would say with what just happened with the Big 12 saying, Sorsby, you're too sorted. We're not letting you play. I'm guessing that the Texas Tech folks probably are looking at it saying, that conference doesn't really have my back. Why should I have their back?
Mm.
And this just seems like a perfect fit for numerous reasons. And I think there's a vulnerability within that Big 12. Let's go make a move. If I'm the Big 10, that's my next step. Then I probably want to get into the state of Florida. I want Florida State. Those are going to be to get me to 20. That's what I'm looking for.
So here, would you like to have an expansion draft?
Sure.
Okay, so here are the current members.
Or, listen, I'm always looking out for Maddie Hayes because Maddie Hayes is always looking to post clips and to do lists. She loves lists on Instagram and all this other stuff. Here's what I'd like to do. A snake draft with the three of us. Which cities or which schools... the Big Ten should go. It can't be an SEC school because the SEC is not going anywhere.
Oh,
I do believe the ACC, the Big 12, or the Big 12 are uber vulnerable. Let's just do a draft. I get Texas Tech because that's what started this.
Sure.
That would be my recommendation.
So there's 16 teams in the Big 12. Can we do the ACC a different day? Because I have I have the Big 12 up on my computer now.
Certainly. Let's do that.
Well, thanks. Plus, there's some time constraints here. So I pick second. So I'm going to be second all the time. I'm never going to have back-to-back picks now, right? Is that right if I'm second
that
in the
correct.
Draft?
That is correct, yes. Because then Jesse gets the snake at bat.
I would like to select the
Jesse, can you put that up on the screen so I can see the other Big 12 teams?
Actually, as we've transitioned logos, I do not have that ability at this moment. I will work on getting that
situated. I will pull it up on my phone.
I'm sorry.
Okay.
Thank you for doing so. I would like to select with the second pick in our snake draft the alma mater of my good buddy Chris Stiles, Kansas. I will take the Jayhawks to join the Big Ten. They're not in Kansas anymore. Jesse, you got two picks. Let's go.
Okay. Because I want to make this intelligent, and I want it to be two teams. If I'm going to draft two, I want them to make... Okay. I'm going to take... Because it's a pair. What's the best rivalry in this conference? There's a couple of options. I'm going to go Arizona and Arizona State.
Nice.
Give me both of them. I want the rivalry. Good basketball.
Hockey.
Yeah.
Arizona State has a good hockey program. Yeah. That's a very good
Arizona and Arizona State.
All right. Okay. I want Tausch to have more road trips as the color voice of Wisconsin football alongside play-by-play legend Matt LePay. He loves going to Iowa. Let's send them there again. Let's send them to Ames. Let's add Iowa State to the mix, along with Kansas, my first pick.
Okay, well, thankfully you guys weren't listening to me, and we need to get in the state of Florida. The Big Ten needs to get into the state of Florida. Central Florida, Scott Frost, Blas, University of Josh Sitton. A proud alum.
Sure.
Central Florida is going to be my spot. Going down to Orlando, that doesn't stink. And then I'm go. This is the tough one for me. I love the state of Utah. Not going to go there. There's a natural rivalry that Jesse's so interested in.
Thought about it.
Boulder's great. Getting into that Denver Boulder TV market would be smart.
The
rivalry.
12. Yeah.
No, you shouldn't take that one though.
But everything is bigger and everything is growing in the great old state of Texas. I'm going to go with Baylor.
The Baylor Bears.
The Baylor Bears. That's going to be my other one. So I get double Texas. That's my pick.
Two Texas picks. There are other Texas teams. But Tausch is now into Florida and Texas. Thank you for leaving Colorado on the board. We don't need a replay of Rashan Salaam, RIP, running through the Badgers defense the way he did on that primetime game at Camp Randall, wearing those really not very good-looking jerseys that night, and the defense wasn't looking good either. Colorado is my pick. Jesse, two for you.
Yep, easy for me. BYU and Utah. Can't believe they're still on the board. But now we're going to have eight teams out west, the four old Pac-12 teams, and now these four. And that's going to be its entire division of the Big Ten, those eight teams out west. So give me BYU and Utah back-to-back here to match Arizona State.
You've done a very good job of keeping rivalries intact. I would love to take Missouri, but they're not in this conference. That way Chris Stiles and John Anderson would be at each other's throats. But no, they aren't now either. They do have that rivalry. I will select a team that might help the Badgers because they are a down program right now, too. Oklahoma State. I will take Oklahoma State. The Cowboys. Ride them, Cowboys.
Just wait a second. Don't we just do three and now we're drafting four teams? Is that what we're doing?
I thought we were going until they're done.
Yeah, so did I.
You got a few more left.
I always thought Maddie likes just having lists of three.
That's fair.
But I'm good with.
I think it's Will Summers.
I'm trying to think
need
who's
really
left on this.
So
list.
Still on the board.
To hell with it. I'm going with another Texas team. I want everybody in Texas. Give me the Texas Christian Horned Frogs. I don't know where they're at. They're in Dallas, too. Oh, yeah.
Fort
Give
Worth.
Me TCU all day.
You get another pick. Houston is still available.
Do I end up with fewer teams than you guys do by doing this or no? I still end up with the same number of teams.
So still available, Houston, Cincinnati, Kansas State, and West Virginia.
West Virginia. Yeah, I'm going West Virginia.
Sure, yeah, to the place that I never can remember the name that you want to go to.
This will be fun because I think one team gets left out. So.
Yeah. I will take Cincinnati. You can bet on them.
Good one.
Depending on how things play out for the Badgers, that could get interesting with Cincinnati in this conference. Then I'll take Houston so that I still get a presence in Texas also with my picks. This worked out great for me.
Congratulations.
I'll take Houston.
Good work. Did anyone go unchosen?
The Kansas State Wildcats, who I would call the Wisconsin of the Big 12.
Well, that's not bad.
They have gone undrafted, which is too bad for them. Jason, you probably should have taken them with Kansas.
I do.
That's
should've.
On you.
Well, you can give them to me. I still think I have fewer teams than you guys do. But I lost count. All right, Tausch, you heard it during trivia. You love yourself some Hard Rock Casino Rockford.
We do, and you just mentioned it in trivia. It's right there, and it is Wednesday, and I'm getting closer to be able to get those 55 years and older where you get 50% off of meals of $40 or less. Not there yet, getting closer. The offer can be directly redeemed at Hard Rock Cafe by printing a voucher at the kiosk, and that just gets your day going. Then you jump in. They got great slots, great table games, and, of course, the great sports book that we love and the great restaurants. Hard Rock Casino Rockford, a premier entertainment destination just off of I-90 in Rockford, Illinois, about a little less than 60-minute drive from the greater Madison Metroplex.
Some further breaking news, sort of, on the Giannis watch from Mark J. Spears. I'll tell you what it is next. It's Wilde and Tausch.
This is Wilde and Tausch, presented by Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin. Call today, 855-PELLA-WI, and online at PellaWI.com/radio.
If this qualifies, and right now with the NBA draft 6 days away and Giannis yet to have been traded by the Bucks, I think it does, simply because this is a name that has been bandied about a lot. Jaylen Brown. Tausch, this goes back to your point about multi-teams being involved in this. Mark Spears on SportsCenter moments ago on ESPN saying that Jaylen Brown is not interested in playing for the Bucks.
Yeah.
Does that factor into this? I mean, this is starting
no.
to... I feel like we're... Okay, why not?
Because I don't think the Bucks were going to be trading to bring him in. I think that's more of a big picture, let's get more assets and get... The Celtics want Giannis, okay. Then somebody else, the Clippers or someone else, wants Brown. All of a sudden, then there's more assets and more people involved that have the draft picks that we're looking for in higher spots. And that's where I think that this – that's why I said the more complicated it gets, the better it will be. I don't think there was a case where the Milwaukee Bucks, if they're going to trade Giannis, they're rebuilding. They're not going to sit there and say, we're going to win this thing with Miles Turner and Portis and Brown. Like, I just don't envision them looking at it from that perspective.
Mm-hmm.
So
that's fair.
More assets, more teams, more picks, better for the Bucks.
Jaylen Brown, as you pointed out yesterday, 30 years old, but had a great season during what was
awesome
supposed
year.
To be a gap year for the Celtics after losing Jason Tatum to the ruptured Achilles. We're not disparaging Jaylen Brown, but I think Tausch is right. I don't think the Bucks want him either. So I don't think he has to necessarily be bothered by that. Again, I'm going to ask you this every day between now and Tuesday, and probably ask you on Tuesday too. When the first round of the NBA draft kicks off on Tuesday night, will Giannis still be a Buck? And will he be a Buck when the first round ends on Tuesday night?
No, I just don't believe so. I think it seems as if the cast has been dyed, and the Milwaukee Bucks want to move forward. What?
I think the dye has been cast.
The dye has been cast, not the cast has dyed.
Yeah, that makes more sense. That makes more sense, and it makes more sense to get picks in this year's draft, which is supposedly
Agreed.
Very talent-laden, yeah. And you can start getting an idea of where these picks will be. Yep. There's something – deadline spur action. This action needs to be spurred before Tuesday night.
Giannis may not be a Buck after Tuesday night, but you and I will still be UW Credit Union members.
Indeed, and for every stage of life, UW Credit Union is here for every you. Proudly serving Wisconsin for over 90 years, they're going to help you reach your financial goals. They have a great mobile app that offers a simple way to check accounts, make transfers, and more. That is always a smart play from the pocket. Join today at uwcu.org, insured by NCUA. Terms and conditions do apply.
My fatigue continues to increase, but it. What if it's not over? What if we get through Tuesday and he's still a Buck? Then what? I don't even want to think about it. We'll have to wait and see. We will get next to Woe Nelly, Jesse Nelson's Time to Shine. So stick around. It's Wilde and Tausch.
This is Wilde and Tausch, driven by Zimbrick Chevrolet in Sun Prairie on 100.5 ESPN. See their full inventory at ZimbrickChevrolet.com.
We've been short shrifting Woe Nelly lately.
I feel like Woe Nelly has been generally short shrifted for the better part of 8 to 10 years.
To the benefit of our fans. Well, maybe today will be different. Time now for Woe Nelly.
If the topic is good, the guys discuss.
Just the other morning, I had breakfast at Tracy Siraka's house. His mama brought out 15 flapjacks. He said, mama, take back 5 of them flapjacks. I gotta stay hungry for the Crimson Tide.
But if it's not, the show must go on. It's time for
Woe Nelly
on Wilde and Tausch.
I was listening to Unsportsmanlike on ESPN Radio with our friends Evan Cohen, Michelle Smallman, and Chris Canty. As I was driving in this morning, they were talking about Baker Mayfield and the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. Because Baker Mayfield, I think, is going into the final year of a contract, and there haven't been many talks about a potential contract extension for him. Even though they've made the playoffs 2 of his 3 years starting in Tampa, he's started every game, and the season that they didn't make the playoffs was last year when they lost, I think it was the finale against Carolina, that bumped them from winning the NFC South. So they've been in contention to win the division every game during his tenure as a starting quarterback with the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. Is Baker Mayfield good? And does he deserve like a $50 million contract extension should that come up for him in Tampa or elsewhere?
He is good. I think he's been obviously, number one overall pick in the same draft that Josh Allen. I think you could look back and say we probably should have done some things differently. Mm-hmm. But he's been a really good player. I think Cleveland let the height and intangible and the fact that he was dinged up and didn't play get the better of him. And I think if they could have a redo, they would have kept him as their quarterback. And I'm guessing they would have had a lot more success. Everything is relative. And Tampa has also had a lot of special players out on the outside. They've had a lot of talent that helped Baker play at a high level. So What is he worth? Yeah, he's a very good starting quarterback in the NFL. It's on the team to build around him. And would you like to see him in a Sam Darnold-type contract? Yeah. And I don't know how much there is market demand wise. Would someone pay him $60 million a year? I don't think so. Tampa is his best play. I think this is one of those deals where compromise needs to happen. It will happen. I think that'll get done prior and I would guess he'll be in that upper $40 million per year is where they'll have to settle. And he'll have to be content with that because I don't think anybody's going to pay him what the market rate would be except for Tampa.
So Baker Mayfield led the Bucs to the playoffs in 23 and 24. Last year they finished 8-9. He started all 17 games, threw for 3,693 yards, 26 touchdowns, 11 interceptions, a passer rating of 90.6.
Don't we all agree he got Joe Barry fired?
Yes, with his perfect passer rating game. Yes,
had a perfect game 100%. Up at Lamp. Was that at Lambeau?
Oh yeah. Well, I would say 158.3%. He got him fired. Yes.
So good one. I would think Packer fans have a sweet spot. And again, man, nothing against Joe Barry. I would think Packer fans have a sweet spot for Baker Mayfield because I don't know if Matt LaFleur makes that change. It did feel like there was a. It felt like everything teetered that way. And this actually is a discussion for another day. Mm-hmm. I don't think we have enough time. But how much better was Jeff Hafley's defenses than old boys?
Yeah, that's definitely a conversation that we have broached
Jeff
previously.
Jeff Hafley is, a really engaging personality and a leader. But if we're really just looking at... Listen, football is becoming more analytic-driven, data-driven. Was there really that big when you start factoring in? What was Joe Barry, 3 years as the DC? And,
3 years,
Hafley
yep.
was
mm-hmm.
two?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
I'd love for us someone, and I appreciate old boy wishing me a happy birthday, Gerriad. By the way, he's got a spot in my heart, 565 analytics. It didn't work.
Even though you fired him.
Still love him. Still respect him. If he wanted to do a deep dive and breaking that down, maybe 565 as a preseason workout could get back in the mix for the season. We're not going to put him involved in any Steinhoffel scenarios.
You're basically trying to get them to volunteer for further abuse
yeah.
from
the
president and
CEO. Which they always did. You never paid them.
But
always
here's the deal now with
your role.
Hey, with AI and ChatGPT, I have to think we could do that. But I'm going to give the opportunity.
I'm sorry.
My point on this is
you're going to reinvent the company. The
personality. Jeff Hafley is a great example of why and how important media relations are.
Yeah, I don't fully agree.
Jason,
with
you were eating out of his spoon, man. You right. were laying
out of
everything
his
he was giving you. You were a cat in a milk bowl with him, dude. Lick, 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 lick. Let's just go. Everything was great. Bah, bah, bah. And the bottom line was the defenses felt better. He got a lot of turnovers in year one. He didn't in year two. And if you look at it analytically, I'm guessing there isn't that big of a split. I don't.
There was a significant difference between the two of the years of Joe Barry and the first year of Jeff Hafley. If you look at his 3 years combined and Hafley's 2 years combined, I wouldn't say there is an enormous split statistically, but there is definitely a split in favor of Jeff Hafley because we actually did do this exercise a while back. And I don't think it's as big as the perception would be because
That's
of his media
point.
Savvy, but he was
That's
definitely a better
point.
Defensive coordinator.
Listen,
not
I don't think Joe Barry did a great
just a
job.
Not media creation.
But the media, there was favorability given because of the media love for Jeff Hafley. And I get it. We sat through and did the press conferences. Jeff Hafley was gold. Joe Barry was just not good. Like, we spent a lot of time having to try and decipher what Joe was trying to get across. So this matters.
This is a good topic, though, Jesse, not because it's spiraled into this, but, like, Baker Mayfield, the Buccaneers record in his three playoff starts is 1-2.
The Packers' record in Jordan Love's playoff starts is 1-3.
Sounds familiar. Yeah.
QBWLs. Oh.
No, but I do think that the Packers have 26, 27, and then 28 is the year that Jordan Love's cap number explodes. I would be curious. I would be curious if you just do you just keep paying the going rate of the top end quarterback money. If he were to have another year where he throws 23 touchdowns, six picks, and I don't think that's the kind of year he's going to have, so I don't think it's going to be an issue. But the idea that Baker Mayfield has played pretty darn good football for them, and they are struggling to figure out what the price point should be for their current quarterback, I don't think it's unreasonable to say that if Jordan Love doesn't play at the level that we expect him to this year, which we think he's going to have a big year with all those weapons healthy, I think there's a reasonable conversation to be had about how top of market do you pay him in your next extension with him. Whoa, Nelly.
Ooh, interesting.
It's too bad we're almost out of show.
Yeah, interesting.
I think the physical stature on things matter. That's where this comes into play,
yep,
too.
I agree.
Baker
but again,
gets, because he's undersized and he maybe isn't as dynamic, he is going to end up getting shorted a little bit. Pun intended.
Pun very much intended. By the way, Jordan Love is going to turn 28 in November. Baker Mayfield is 31. Just turned 31 in April. So they're also at different inflection points in their career. All right. We need to wrap up today's program with the clip of the day. After I tell you about Walney Legal Group, and I've been telling you about them for a while now, because I have been, as they point out repeatedly, estate planning is a necessary but a formidable issue. I don't want to do it. You don't want to do it. You don't want to think about that kind of stuff. I get it. I don't blame you. But that's why Walney Legal Group is here, because they specialize in estate planning. Wills, trusts, probate, elder care, and special needs planning. And Kelly and Ito have been great to me, and they will be great to you as well. They will give you a custom, personalized experience, not a cookie-cutter, one-size-fits-all solution. Their motto is lawyering the way it should be, with clear communication, niche expertise, personal service, and a modern approach. So if you're like me, and you're among those 84% of people that don't have fully appropriate current planning documents, get it fixed right now at walneylegal.com. That's WALNYlegal.com. walneylegal.com to start a conversation no matter what phase you're in. We'll wrap things up next. It's Will Dean Tausch. The show with today's clip of the day, Jesse.
So I'm putting a little spin on the clip of the day today because I caught this,
oh,
and you, amid all the Giannis conversation and whatnot, I thought this was really interesting on the ESPN Milwaukee. This was on Twitter, but I think it's been posted a few different places. Settle the debate: which era had the best Bucks logo? And there's four options here. You've got the classic one with the old deer holding
Bango,
the basketball.
Yeah.
That's
old school Bango.
Bango. You got the purple and green, which was from the era when I was a kid growing
Ray
up.
With Allen, Ray Big Dog.
Exactly. The red and green Bucks logo from the mid to 2010s-ish, which Brandon Jennings
is
the...
If we ever play on Christmas again,
yeah,
that
bring that
be
back
the logo
on Christmas. And then the current logo, which has been used since 2015, which I think is the cleanest when they unveiled it in 2015. I said this is probably the best Bucks logo they've ever had, even better than that classic one. So I think the current one is the best one. Which one do you think?
I'm going to go top left, 69 to 93.
Yeah, old school Bangle.
Like it's classic. Yeah, it's just classic.
Is it just because it's
old? I would agree.
Yeah,
this is part of it. I'm a nostalgic guy. I'm getting older. You're getting older.
Yeah, you are.
Jason's getting older. Logo's getting older. But I do think of the other options, this 2015 to present is the cleanest, and I would agree. I like their logo, but the old school one, There's just something nostalgic about it. Don Nelson, Farmer's Aid, the whole bit.
Marcus Johnson, Sidney Moncrief, Harvey Catchings, Paul Mokeski, the list goes on and on.
Harvey
Catchings? My second place.
Huh?
I'm sorry. That's usually not a name that gets Sidney and Paul Pressey.
I've never heard Harvey Catchings.
You're putting a Catchings in
there? Harvey Catchings is a great name. Yeah, Junior Bridgman. Come on. Ricky Pierce.
Bridgman, yeah.
Yeah, they didn't all have to be Hall of Famers. Well, why you got to disrespect Harvey Catchings? Just give him the guy a shout-out.
Where did he play? What position?
He was a center. Bob Lanier. We can keep going. That was my team in my youth.
Randy Brewer.
Oh, look, we're all out of time. Rich Eisen's waiting.
Oh, that's too bad. All right, we got to get out of here. By the way, the purple and green is my second favorite because that was during the Ray Allen era,
agreed,
which I covered so closely. That's it for us today.
Happy birthday, Tausch.
We'll do it again tomorrow.
Thank you.
Welcome to AARP. Have a good day. Take care. Be good.